Miss Jelly, Cellie O'Neill, O-N-E-A-L, S-T-I-T-E-S, Stites. 8164, today's 526. Chief complaint, headache, chills, cough, congestion, fever, abdominal pain, leg pain, arm pain, severe at times abdominal cramping, palpitations, and tachycardia. Our patient's a 58-year-old woman who's never been vaccinated against COVID-19, period. She just went to the Caribbean on a cruise. She came back yesterday. She started feeling sick while she was on the cruise, period. Review of system, as above. Medical problems, hypertension, controlled with lisinopril 10, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5, one pill a day. COVID immunization, none. Maintenance immunization, patient gets her colonoscopy, mammogram, all per her primary care physicians. Family history, mom with old cell carcinoma, dad with heart disease. Social, last period 8 years ago. She's been married for years. She's in oil and gas, pregnant 4 times, 2 children. Surgery, appendectomy, gallbladder. Medical problems, hypertension, asthma, well controlled. Allergy, none. Review of system as above. 200 pounds. Her weight has been stable. 99%, 98.9, 16, 102, 135 over 66. Heart, tachycardic, lungs, clear. Abdomen, soft. TMs, red. Posterior and pharynx, very red. Neurological, non-focal skin, shows no rash. Lower extremity, trace edema. Patient states that she's been retaining a lot of fluid since she came back. DVT, no evidence of cords in the lower extremity. Upper extremity, painful, especially to touch. Abdominal exam, tenderness throughout, no rebound, no rigidity, negative McBurney. Assessment, number one, COVID-19 is positive. Flu test, negative, both A and B. Strep test is negative. Urine analysis shows what looks like urinary tract infection with small leukocytes. Patient chest x-ray is within normal limits. Assessment positive of COVID-19 will be treated with Rocephin, Decadron, Ceftonir, Medrol, Dospac. Next number, lots of liquid. Next one is Tylenol, Motrin for pain. Next one is vitamin D. Next number, Phenagan DM for cough. Next number, needs to take aspirin one a day for 7 days. Next number, we looked at her upper and lower extremity because of severe pain. There was no evidence of DVT. Pain is most likely related to COVID-19. Abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits, done in face of pain and discomfort. Echocardiogram shows tachycardia related to COVID-19. Carotid ultrasound shows calcification throughout, minor, related to hardening of the artery and family history of stroke. Also, no evidence of hemodynamically unstable lesion noted. Next number is dizziness related to COVID-19. Next number, nausea and vomiting related to COVID-19. Next number is spleen looks to be normal. Next number, thyroid is within normal limits. Next number is copious lymphadenopathy noted in the neck related to current infection. Findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you. Chest x-ray, by the way, is within normal limits. Thank you.